And then I ask to grow in trust in my higher power. Oh, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. That's my contract I make every morning. Then I began reading. I read three pages in the AA 12 and 12. I then read three pages in the OA 12 and 12, which I think is a great book. I then read five pages in the front of the big book before page 164, or through page 164. Then I read five pages in the back of the big book from one of the stories. And then I read two pages from the new OA book. And then I have the feeling, my first wife was became a fundamentalist and put a thing on the wall that said, put on the whole armor of God. Well, I tell you what, when I finish my contract in the morning, I feel that I have the whole armor of God on me, and that no matter what comes down the pike today, I do not have to give up my abstinence. That no matter what happens, I can maintain abstinence today. If you want a definition of the protection that is available through this program, read page 85 in the big book, where it talks about we feel as though we had been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. I use the Serenity Prayer during the day. I use the Seventh Step Prayer occasionally during the day. I say thank you before I go to sleep at night for a day of abstinence, which is truly, every day that it happens, it is miraculous for me that a fat guy like me, who has tried everything and the smartest people there are have tried to help me, all without success, and oddly, by associating with people who are hell no smarter than I am, or you wouldn't be here. Somehow or other, I am able to recover one day at a time without white knuckling. Let me talk a little more about physical abstinence. What I'm telling you is how I work the program. I don't mean that's the way you ought to work the program. You ought to work the program however the program works for you. This is how it works for me. I set a maximum number of calories for me, which will basically kind of maintain the weight I have now, plus a margin, so one string bean is not going to be something stupid. Thank you. You can get to the point of making the diet the god. My plan of eating, pardon me, I realize diet's a four-letter word. I shouldn't use four-letter words up here speaking. But anyway, my plan of eating is not my God. Now, I keep up with it. I have a piece of paper in my pocket. That's what I had day before yesterday. That's what I had yesterday. That's what I've had so far this morning. Why do I do this? I do this because I lie. I am not trustworthy. You cannot believe me about what I eat. I've lied to my parents. I've lied to my wife. I've lied to my children. I've lied to my friends. I've lied to my doctor. I've lied to my minister. I've lied to my psychiatrist. And worst of all, I've lied to me. So, I keep that. I set a number of calories. As I've told you, three moderate meals, nothing nutritious in between, and no sweets. When I first got back to normal, and by the way, I'm below my goal weight. I assume I'm where God wants me to be. But when I got down to about where I am now, for some reason, I couldn't stop losing weight. Was that anorexia?